You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The Big Carl with two charbroiled beef patties and melted cheese is a big, meaty meal. And with three juicy patties, the Really Big Carl is back for an even bigger, meatier meal. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy.
Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. There was strong opposition from the Republican Party as the House gave its final approval to the $1.9 trillion emergency spending measure on Wednesday. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The measure that was approved by the U.S. Senate March 6 passed in the House 220 to 211. GOP members like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called it reckless, irresponsible, and the wrong thing to do because it will enslave future generations to a mountain of debt. Then there was House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus.
Jody Arrington is from Lubbock, Texas.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting a surge of migrant children and families on the southwestern border that's at levels not seen since before the pandemic. New statistics released Wednesday show an increase of family crossings by more than 100% between January and February and a rise of unaccompanied minors of more than 60% over the same period. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News that the Biden administration's policy of disregarding immigration laws has led to the surge.
As far as enforcing the laws, we know that they're not doing that. They've given direction and guidance to ICE law enforcement officials to disregard certain populations from deportation or removal from the country. We know that they are not enforcing border security. They're not enforcing a lot of the policies and procedures that we had put in place over the last 3 to 4 years. And that's having real consequences at the border. And it's driving this surge that we see today throughout February, and you'll see it over the coming months, which is historically high traffic, high illegal border crossing months. You'll continue to see that because the message is clear. The message is, if you somehow make it to the border today, unlike several months ago, even several years ago, you will get in, you will be allowed to stay, and you'll be able to do that throughout your immigration proceeding.
And the NCAA is working to finalize protocols for teams entering the basketball championship next week. The selection committee saying Wednesday that only 5 healthy players will be required to play a tournament game. There was no guidance, however, laid out if a team's coaching staff is forced to quarantine by the coronavirus. The tournament begins next week with all games being played in and around Indianapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You might think President Barack Obama and music icon Bruce Springsteen are unlikely friends, but for more than a decade, the pair has built a relationship around their shared sensibilities and values. Now you can listen to their poignant conversations about fatherhood, race, marriage, music, and the country that's given them both so much. Click the banner to play Renegades, Born in the USA, a Spotify original podcast produced by Higher Ground Audio.
Presented by Dollar Shave Club.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast.
Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath. I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That's right,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. I am back. I am live. This is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson, and it is Wednesday night, otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day here on KLR Radio. We are America's podcast network. I am so happy to be back with you guys. I know the last few months have been really crazy in between the separation issues and the dying machine and Snowpocalypse 21 and then the blowback and after effects of Snowpocalypse 21. But I think I'm finally starting to get things back to normal. And the upside of this is, you guys that have been here for a while, you know that daylight savings time, or the when we're actually in what they call standard time, that 4 months out of the year, I always feel like I'm completely out of sync, which is another reason why it's really hard for me to do the shows and try to stay up late and everything else. Because I was talking about this with G and Ordy both today. I feel like I'm literally a man out of time for the 4 months that the time goes backwards. But I just realized this weekend it actually goes forward, which is kind of where I feel the most normal. So I'm hoping that's going to help me get things back into the full swing of stuff again. I still don't know how quickly I'm going to be able to bring back the Sunday show, because now the church stuff is starting to spin back up again. And for right now, we're doing most of that stuff in the evenings. So I don't know how quickly the Rick Robinson show is going to make a return. However, I am kind of thinking about maybe moving that one maybe to Thursdays for now. Just because I can't really make Sundays work, and I kind of want to get back to doing at least four nights a week. But with trying to do 5 days a week, I'm not sure if I really want to try to do four nights a week. Because Stacy and I are about to start making a big push to make the daily dose more of a thing. I don't know. I'm still playing with a few things, trying to get back into the groove of things again. But I have missed you guys a lot, and I want to give a special shout out to those that have been checking on me, you know, messaging, DMing, texting. Hey man, are you okay? We know you're. So thank you. Not even gonna try to pretend. It means more than you're ever gonna know. So thank you. But we do have things to discuss. So I kind of feel like I'm behind the eight ball, because we haven't done things in so long that we have like 2 weeks worth of before the week to get to. I thought there would be three, but apparently he didn't do one this week, which is kind of good for us. So instead of doing what we always do, because I'm really still trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to talk about anyway, because I haven't been able to do much research this week because I haven't had electricity. So luckily, we do have a few things to play from before the week. So what we're going to do is we're going to queue one of those up right now as a test and see if it actually works, because this is one of the things I haven't tested yet.
America. Welcome to the eulogy, eat it up. It's called political buffoonery.
Wait, really? This is what we're doing? I can't do this. I can't do this. You don't understand. Okay.
Welcome to Buffoon of the Week. We're a show that reviews last week's news and current events in search of people who did something so completely dumb that they deserve to be named the dumbest newsmaker of the week. And normally, we'd let you vote on different nominees, either in the comments below or in our poll at buffoonoftheweek.com. But this week, we can't do that. And you know why we can't do it, because if we put it to a vote, you wouldn't vote for the person who should win, because the dumbest newsmaker wouldn't win. Because as much as it pains me to say it, it was... Damn it! It was Ted Cruz. I never thought I'd say that, and I know you're going to hate me for it, but it needs to be said, okay? It just needs to be said. If we're going to be true to the mission of the show and not be hypocrites like every other buffoon we call out on this show, we got to call them out. I mean, we've roasted buffoons for a whole lot less than what Ted Cruz did this week. And I like Ted Cruz. I mean, I really like Ted Cruz, okay? He follows me on Twitter, and I've done interviews with him, and this sucks, all right? This totally sucks, but we gotta do it, and here's why.
All views and opinions expressed here are not necessarily of the mainstream media, and may offend some listeners.
It's called political buffoonery.
Okay, let's get this all out there. It all started last Wednesday night. While Texas was going through a freakish 1-2 punch of winter storms that caused statewide power outages, photos surfaced online of a masked Ted Cruz with his wife Heidi at Houston's George Bush International Airport, waiting at a gate to board a flight to Cancun. The reaction was instantaneous. The left, of course, pounced, while conservatives online were in disbelief. After all, this is Senator Ted Cruz we're talking about, a lion of the conservative movement and an astute political observer. Surely, this was not him leaving his state in its time of need, right? After a night with no response, Cruz quickly returned back to Texas, offering this initial explanation.
Well, Texas is going through horrific storms, and millions of Texans have lost power, have lost heat, and have been hurting. And our family was among them. We had no heat and no power. And yesterday, my daughters asked if they could take a trip with some friends, and Heidi and I agreed, so I flew down with them last night. Dropped them off here, and now I'm headed back to Texas and back to continuing to work to try to get the power on. What's happening in Texas is unacceptable, and a lot of Texans are hurting.
But very quickly, Ted's story began to unravel as sources emerged saying that Ted Cruz intended to stay in Cancun throughout the weekend and not return back immediately from dropping off his family. And then these text messages emerged.
But leaked texts from his wife, Heidi, appear to show the entire Cruz family was planning to stay in Mexico through the weekend to escape the bitter cold wreaking havoc in Texas. Our house is freezing. Anyone can or want to leave for the week? Heidi texted Wednesday morning to friends and neighbors she calls the Lovelies. We may go to Cancun. Seriously. She shared information about flights and her choice of hotel, the Ritz-Carlton, $309 per night plus tax.
Actually, that doesn't look so bad for $300 a night. But let's get real. Remember when we called out Gavin Newsom for dining maskless with strangers during the pandemic? Or when we went after Philly's mayor for going to open restaurants in Maryland while his city remained shut down? This is the exact same thing. Cruz should know better. He's been in politics at a very high level for years. There are other frivolous details coming out, like an interview where Cruz supposedly blamed his kids for the whole affair, or the story that the family left their dog behind, and it's all nonsense, of course. But it's nonsense that Cruz brought upon himself. You're one of the chosen ones, Ted. You're supposed to be better than the careless leaders out there. How many times do we have to say it? It's not the act that gets you. It's the cover-up later on. And Cruz's story about coming back immediately that was so quickly fact-checked? That's the real buffoonery here. I'm sure most people will forgive you as you make your apology tour. But damn it, man. This is one video I thought I'd never have to make. Whew, I'm glad that's over with. But let this be a lesson to everybody. You see, folks, political buffoonery knows no one political party. It could be their side, it could be our side. But we have to call out every side, because if we don't, then we're no better than those hypocrites wreaking havoc in American politics. But hey, if you agree with me, or if you disagree with me, leave us a comment below in this video and tell us what you think. Next week, we do it all over again. And hopefully, we'll have two nominees. But then only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
All right, so there you have the Buffoon of the Week from, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, because it was right in the middle of all the craziness. And then we have the one from last week. So yeah, this is from February 22nd. So, I don't know, you guys agree or disagree with him calling Ted out? I'm just going to be honest. I think he did a disservice when he went back in and started changing his flights. Once he booked the flights, he should have just left things the way they were. I've been like, look, man, I'm a senator. It's not like I can be up working on the polls. So I don't know. I mean, it is kind of a bad look, but trust me, I lived it. If I could have gone to Cancun, I would have gone to Cancun. I'm just saying, because it was just as bad up here. I mean, heck, you guys just heard me talk about the fact that we still hadn't had electricity right off and on for days up until just yesterday, actually. So, if I would have had a way to get out of here, I would have done it. No questions asked, no qualms about it. I'm like, sorry for you, folks. I can go somewhere that's nice and warm. I'm going. You know, Gene and I don't disagree about much. And I love the man, and I'm not calling him out for making this pick. Really, I don't see what the big deal was. Because it's not the same thing as, you know, you put these public health concerns in place, and now all of a sudden you're going to a completely different state just so you can eat without a mask. That's just dumb, because you were one of the people involved in making those things happen. Ted Cruz had no control over this snowstorm. Ted Cruz had no control over, you know, whether or not his house was going to be able to have heat. And the other thing that I thought was interesting about this, another reason why I would have been like, you know what, I don't care, because we invited the whole damn neighborhood to go. You guys see the, I mean, you need to go watch the video, because, you know, for those of you listening on KLR Radio, you can't see the video, but there's actually a screen capture of her phone, and there's little bubbles for like 40 people in this text message. She literally invited almost the whole damn neighborhood to go to Cancun because they were frozen. It's not their fault that they said no. Jesus, I don't know if they were paying for it or not, but when you include anybody want to go to Cancun, I'd have been like, you paying? So here's the thing. Cruz, if you can hear me, I want to be included in the next apocalypse text message, especially if you're paying. I mean, damn. Sorry, I'm a little hyper tonight. I haven't done this in like over a week. It's been a little longer, actually. I think the last show that I was able to do before things went crazy again was the juxtaposition with Ordy. So it's been about a week since I've done anything as far as political radio or anything else other than editing. Speaking of which, for those of you looking for the Loftus Party podcast, you will be happy to know it is finally posted this evening. Because now that I have internet and power again, I was able to get that done. I'll be putting together the Patreon version of the show and getting that over to Michael as soon as we get off the air here. Not busily plugging somebody else's show, but I feel kind of bad because I normally have that done by like Mondays, and lately I haven't been able to get it done until at least Tuesday, and today it wasn't done until Wednesday because I had barely power or internet for most of the day yesterday. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have more before the week, and then we'll get into some things that I do want to talk about for the remainder of the show. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We will be back before you know it, but I have to cue up a bumper first, so bear with me for just a moment while I do the job I should have done while I'm sitting here talking, because, you know, pardon me if I'm a little out of practice. All right, so on that note, we're going to take a break. We will be right back. Don't go away. Or, I mean, you can. It is kind of late. You might want to go to bed, but you can always check us out on iHeart or Stitcher or a million other places later. So, we'll be right back one way or the other. Whether you're here or not, it's going to be up to you. I'm not your mom. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
So this is the plot, listen up. You pistols for guys, Lizzle does not give a fuck.
Till the moon comes up, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my high burn out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out. Till the roof comes up, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth. Till the smoke clears out, and my high burn out. I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out.
Music is like magic. There's a certain feeling you get when you reel and you speak, and people are feeling your shit. This is your moment, and every single minute you spend trying to hold on to it, cause you may never get it again. So while you're in it, try to get as much shit as you can.
Alright, so apparently that one does not have a fade out. Welcome back in. There are certain notes I had on the other computer that I don't have on this one anymore for things that I needed to fix, like bumpers that didn't have an automatic fade out, so I could, you know, because I was trying to play catch up with the chat. Anyway, because I was trying to see how many people disagreed with me. Apparently, a lot of the people in the chat thought Ted pulled a dumb. It gave the Dems ammunition. I get that, but I mean, shit, they it wouldn't have mattered. He could have been on the fucking polls trying to fix it, and they would have, what's he doing up there? It's not like he knows what he's doing. It's just going to make it worse. Anyway, I don't know. Again, I'm old, cranky. What can I say? All right, so speaking of old and cranky, it's time that we play this past week's episode of Buffoon of the Week, since there wasn't one for this week. This one's a bit longer, so I'm going to go ahead and get it queued up so we can get it done. This one I think is going to be more entertaining, at least from my perspective. But anyway, here we go. Like I said, next time, Cruz, I just wanted to be on the list. Just saying. I should have got a text, man. I was just as snowed in. Just saying.
America!
Welcome to the eulogy. Eat it up. It's called political buffoonery.
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. This is a show that reviews last week's news and current events, searching for the dumbest newsmakers in politics and culture. We nominate who we find, and then you vote for your choice to be crowned with our dubious distinction by leaving a comment below this video or by voting on our website, buffoonoftheweek.com. We've noticed one theme emerging at the start of the Biden years. It's that Joe Biden's election has emboldened the cancel culture mob. You know who they are. The political correctness thought police, pointing out everything that they find offensive, no matter how old it may be, and then becoming unhinged about it until it gets canceled, shunned, ostracized, and just shut down altogether. And it appears that most of corporate America has gone along with that script. And there are several reasons for that. Either the companies are scared of a boycott, scared of being sued, or their woke board of directors actually agrees with this cancel culture garbage. So this week, we're going to look at the top 5 times the cancel culture mob has come at corporate America so far in 2021. But before we begin, be sure to smash that thumbs up button, and please subscribe to the show. And when you do, click on that notification bell so that you never miss another one. Okay, now that we got that business out of the way, let's get on with the countdown.
All views and opinions expressed here are not necessarily of the mainstream media, and may offend some listeners.
It's called political buffoonery.
Starting us off at number 5... Disney's streaming service, Disney Plus, recently slapped a content warning on certain episodes of The Muppet Show, leading viewers to believe that it contains harmful and offensive content. This content disclaimer appears on 18 episodes of the show that started streaming about a week ago. Talk about ridiculous. Even Saturday Night Live took a pot shot at Disney for these advisories.
I just want to ask, who's about to watch The Muppets, sees a warning about graphic content, and doesn't watch it? If anything, you'd be like, I gotta see this episode of The Muppets. Does Gonzo finally have sex with a chicken?
Now, even I have to admit, that was kind of funny from SNL. And I'm not a fan of theirs. But I guess that's kind of the point of this selection. Comedy of all kinds is meant to push boundaries and to slay some sacred cows of culture. What does Disney have against fun? More on them later. Next at number 4, the toy company Hasbro raised some eyebrows last Thursday after announcing it created a new playset that drops the Mr. and Mrs. designation for its iconic Potato Head toys. According to published reports, Hasbro made the drastic change so all could feel, quote, welcome in the Potato Head world. But in a tweet later that afternoon, Hasbro seemingly backtracked. Now Hasbro is saying that while the brand is changing, the actual Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters will remain. Now really, we can't be mad at Hasbro. They're just playing both sides, because everybody's money is green. The culture warriors get their genderless potatoes, while Hasbro winks and nods at the rest of us to show that nothing really changed. But we have to point out that the gender confusion Hasbro created certainly seems like a microcosm of the confusion everyday Americans feel towards the progressive left's gender definitions. How many of them are there now, anyways? Coming in at number 3 is an old tip of the cap to Hyatt Hotels for standing its ground in the face of cancel culture. This past week, the Hyatt Regency Orlando hosted CPAC, the premier conservative political conference. The hashtag #BoycottHyatt began spreading on social media after users learned that Hyatt would be hosting the conservative event, which some people alleged the company was endorsing by allowing it to happen at one of its properties. Hyatt's clapback game was strong. "We take pride in operating a highly inclusive environment, and we believe that the facilitation of gatherings is a central element of what we do as a hospitality company. We believe in the right of individuals and organizations to peacefully express their views, independent of the degree to which the perspectives of those hosting meetings and events at our hotels align with ours. Our own values support a culture that is characterized by empathy, respect, and diversity of opinions and backgrounds as we strive to bring this to light through what we do and how we engage with those in our care." Diversity of thoughts, opinions, and backgrounds. What a concept, right? Our number 2 pick is Coca-Cola, who is promoting an online training seminar urging its employees to, quote, "try to be less white as a means to combat discrimination." The online seminar, created by anti-racism kook Robin DiAngelo, encourages the idea that white people are innately horrible people. Among the points made in slides leaked on the internet are that white people need to be less oppressive, less arrogant, less defensive, and less ignorant. DiAngelo's seminar is geared to, quote, "break white solidarity," claiming that children are socialized to understand that it is, quote, "better to be white."
To be white in so many ways is to be raised to be functionally illiterate on the topic of race. I am white, and part of being white is that I was not raised to see myself in racial terms. I mean, I understood that somebody had race, but not really me. To be white is to see oneself outside of race, to see oneself as a unique, special individual, exempt from the forces of socialization.
DiAngelo also absurdly claims that white people need to, quote, "listen and believe," because everyone's feelings are somehow justified simply because they are expressed. How insulting is that? All white people are bad, evidence doesn't matter, and if you disagree, then you're going to get called a racist because you're arrogant, you're overly defensive, you're ignorant. Man, this woman DiAngelo has a real grift on her hands, doesn't she? She's an openly racist person masquerading as a visionary. And corporations like Coca-Cola are so fearful of boycotts or afraid of litigation that they take in this bile and push it on their employees. All in the name of covering their butt from liability and staying away from negative perceptions. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. So what else could be at number 1 than the story of actress Gina Carano? Carano, a former MMA fighter known for speaking her mind, was kicked off of the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian, where she played Cara Dune, and Lucasfilm has stressed there are no plans for her to return. Ever. The apparent reasoning for Carano's ouster appears to be a tweet where she shared an image from Nazi Germany and compared it to today's overheated political climate. Wait, doesn't every loony lefty on Twitter compare Republicans to Hitler? But if you ask Carano about what happened, Disney and Lucasfilms had it in for her for a long time.
You know, like boxers headhunt sometimes and they forget to go to the body. I feel like Disney or Lucasfilm or whoever it is, maybe just certain people in that company, I feel like I've been being headhunted for the last, I don't know how many months. And you can feel it, you know, like just a couple weeks ago, Lucasfilm asked an artist that they employ to erase my character and put a different character in place. And, you know, he proudly announces this on Twitter and erases my character and puts, you know, another character in place. And all of the fans of Cara Dune were just outraged. You know, they're like, why didn't you just add the character? Why did you have to take off the character? Is there something wrong? Is Gina getting fired?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's what cancel culture is all about. Erasing your work, erasing your personality, erasing your very existence from the social discourse because you dared to say something or do something that goes against some herd mentality, some ridiculous idealized standard of perfection. And Lord help you if you aren't perfect enough for the cancel culture mob. So that's our list, folks. Do you agree with our choices? Would you add some other story or take away one of these that we presented? Don't cancel me, but let us know in the comments. And we'll be back with more nominees next week, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 $3 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat, but my heart's to our feet, and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance.
Alright folks, welcome back into the final segment of the Wednesday edition of the America Off the Rails show. This will unfortunately be the only edition of the America Off the Rails show this week, thanks to all the technical issues we've been dealing with. But I do plan on getting things back to normal starting on Monday. Both with the Daily Dose, with myself and Stacey Linux in the morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, and I'll be closing things out for you on Monday nights from now on at 11 Eastern, and then Tuesday nights at 11 Eastern, and Wednesday nights at 11 Eastern, and I'm trying to get things back on a regular schedule with myself and the one, the only, Jen Homestead as well. I know half of you that listen only listen because I do a show with her. I accept this. I'm okay with that. Alright, so anyway, we do have just a few minutes left, and there are a couple things I want to talk about, but hang on, let me finish closing out this bumper. Because it's a little louder than I expected it to be in my ears, so it may have been louder for you guys, too. Alright, so anyway, we're back, we're live, thank you for joining us this Wednesday evening. Otherwise, someone is Chat Lives Matter Day here on KLRM Radio, and again, want to thank you guys for taking the time to hang out with us and making KLRM Radio the smashing success it's been so far for 2021. That's honestly about the only thing that's gone half right for me for most of 20, and so far, well, actually for pretty much all of 20, other than my grandchildren, and so far 2021. Things are starting to move in the right direction. I got another podcast that'll be joining us here pretty quickly. Just found out about that one today. Got a new machine, so I don't have to keep going, oh my god, it died again! Some of you that have been listening for a while, you understand my pain. So that era has come to a close for now. I'm sure probably a couple years from now I'll be right back in the same boat again, because, you know, computers don't last forever. But the main machine has been replaced, and it's even a laptop, which is going to make some things a little bit easier for me, because I keep making noise about getting back to writing again, and part of the reason why I haven't done it is because I can't spend all of my time back in this little corner office that I've made for myself. But now, when I'm not broadcasting on the weekends, I can unhook a few things and just take the laptop into the living room, and then I can do whatever I need to do from there. So I'm kind of excited about that, too, because I'm going to start getting back into writing again and a few other things. Because the other thing that my plan is, now that I don't have anybody, you know, you can't do this kind of stuff full-time. It's not going to pay you enough, ever. I'm going to prove them wrong, because I can. And that's my goal over the next probably year to 18 months, is to transition to doing these kind of things full-time, involving writing, maybe writing for a few publications, possibly even starting a blog of my own, and continuing to do the podcast thing and getting to the point where we have even more pennies just kind of dropping into their coffers. Some of you guys have heard some behind the scenes stuff we've got coming for the website soon. So, I mean, we really are at this point starting to try to next level the station and the network. And that is primarily because of you guys. But enough about that, because there are at least a couple things I want to talk about today. Like, oh my God, what the... okay, so I have a question. I know some of you that voted for Biden listened to this show. What the fuck were you thinking? Can I just ask you that question now without you getting offended? I mean, and if you are offended, I really don't care. But again, I'm going to ask this question. What the fuck were you thinking? Dude can't even remember the name of the Pentagon. It is a five-sided fucking building, and he can't remember the name of the Pentagon. Are you kidding me right now? I mean, dude, seriously. Oh my God, we got rid of Orange Man Biden. There's no more mean tweets, but the guy that we put in office can't remember the name of his Secretary of State, the head of the Pentagon, none of it, because it doesn't matter. Who cares? He's giving us money, man. I mean, that's the other thing. So the $1.9 trillion stimulus package just passed. Do you realize that between Trump and Biden, there's been almost $4 trillion that is about to be pumped into the economy in one form or another? But before you get too excited about that, please remember that a good portion of the Biden stimulus package is going overseas. We have jobs folding up every day. The oil pipelines are being closed down. Small businesses are collapsing under the weight of the pandemic. And this moron wants to send money to another country for gender studies. Talk about putting America last. You know, you could say what you want about Donald Trump, and there were plenty of things that he did that I didn't agree with, and there were plenty of things that he did that I did agree with. But at the end of the day, the one thing you could always tell is that man actually cared about everyday average Americans. I never heard Donald Trump tell any American, "I don't work for you." I've heard Joe Biden say that more than once. So for all of you... And really, there aren't as many as I thought. That's the other thing that I find kind of interesting. Because I keep waiting for the Biden victory laps from all of the Biden sycophants that were like, oh, look what a great job he's doing, and look how presidential he is. I don't see any of that. You know why you don't see any of that? Because he's not doing anything. He gets sit down at his desk with a pen, and they say, sign these. On more than one occasion, dude has gone through the stack of stuff, looked at people, and been like, I don't even know what I'm signing. And yet, somehow, this is okay. What the hell has happened to America? You know, it's a subtle thing, but for those of you that have been listening to us play the Buffoon of the Week for a while, you may have noticed the theme song has changed. And I didn't catch it until the second time tonight that we played it, because it's the same theme song. But I missed something the first few episodes of the newest season of Buffoon of the Week. There's actually a point where the lyric actually says, "Welcome to the eulogy." You know what they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen? If you haven't figured it out yet, welcome to the eulogy of America. The Biden era. Because there isn't much of America left. And there will be even less left when this asshat gets done. Trump was our one chance to roll back the clock. And he did as much as he could. But he was screwed from the jump. There are too many people in high places in D.C. that wanted that man gone at all costs. And they pulled a weekend at Joe's to make it happen. Because this dude is half dead. To the point where he can't even... I mean, dude, there are so many memes going around about this guy that it almost makes me feel bad. Notice I said almost. Like, I saw one earlier today where it's Joe Biden leaning in talking to, pretty sure it was Barack Obama. And it says, "Hey, you know the best thing about being me? I take a dump every day at 8 a.m. Barack Obama looks at him and says, "Why is that a bad thing?" "Because I don't wake up until 9 a.m. I'm just like, ugh. Yes, I did that in a semi-Forrest Gump voice because it kind of felt like it fit. I just don't understand how we got here. And I don't understand how we now have somebody who is basically reenacting every single policy that Donald Trump was decried for. And it's okay now because it's just Joe. You know, it's not kids in cages anymore. It's kids in migrant detention facilities. They don't say kids in cages anymore. But the funny thing is, it wasn't really kids in cages under Donald Trump either. They kept recirculating all the photos from when everything started under the Biden administration, or the might as well say the Biden administration, but the Obama administration, and saying it was Donald Trump, when in reality, under Donald Trump, most of these people were staying in nicer facilities than they are now under Joe Biden. They have them living in tents. You know, I saw something the other day, and for about a half a second, I was really pissed off, and then I got to thinking about it. I saw somebody post a meme on Facebook the other day that says, with the way illegals get treated in this country, we should ship all of our homeless people down to Mexico and have them come back across the border so they can get better treatment. And you know, that really pissed me off for about 2 seconds. And I was like, you know what? The sad thing is, they're right. If we ship their homeless somewhere long enough where they would not be considered citizens anymore, could sneak them back across the border, they would have a better life. That should disturb every single one of you, because a good portion of our homeless population are vets. People that put their lives on the line to keep you and I safe, and now they live under bridges. And that's not just it. There's also plenty of people that are homeless that have mental issues. There are also, believe it or not, because I've met more than one, are homeless people who actually like to be homeless. They look at people like you and me that have jobs and we have time clocks and we have all these things we have to do. And they're like, you know what? I get to get up when I want, get to go find my food where I want it, and I get to sleep wherever I want. And there are people that actually like that. And I understand that, because it takes all kinds to make the world work. But the simple fact of the matter is, the fact that we have so many homeless people in this country, that we now have people that are sneaking across the border that are being treated better than our homeless, that actually really upsets me. And I'm not sure why it doesn't upset very many other people. Because everybody that looks at home, well, they did something to get there. You know what? Each and every one of us, with the way we live in this country right now, is a lost job away from being homeless. I have actually helped two or three friends lately with bills just to try to make sure that they don't wind up being homeless. Because they're that close. And because even though it's not much, me helping with that helps make sure that doesn't happen. There's been more than one friend I've talked to lately since the wife's left and been like, look, if you wind up if you get evicted or you get kicked out or whatever happens, you can come stay with me. I have two couches. We'll figure it out. I don't want anybody I know to be homeless. I just don't. But the fact that we now live in a world where this man, who can't remember the name of a five-sided building that is actually shaped like a Pentagon, that is called the Pentagon, and nobody seems to be concerned by this. I just don't get it. I really just don't get it. Maybe I'm not supposed to get it. Maybe I'm too old to understand it now. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I've just hit the point in my life where I'm too old and too dumb to keep up with whatever the hell it is these people want out of life. Because none of this, absolutely none of this, makes any damn sense to me. And I'm just being completely honest about it, because I just don't understand how we ever got here in the first place. We went from having record high employment numbers under Donald Trump until the pandemic. And then we had everyone lie about the pandemic. And I'm just sitting here going, I don't understand what the hell is going on, because now everything that Donald Trump has said is now basically become gospel. All the things that back in March he was saying, if we do this, this, and this, it's going to work. Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. We're all going to die. And now they're doing all the things that he was talking about. But he doesn't know what he's talking about, and we're all going to die. All right, so on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we are pretty much out of time. Got about a minute left, so we're going to go ahead and start wrapping things up here. Want to again thank everybody for taking the time to hang out with us this evening. I know there wasn't much of me talking tonight because we had two different Buffoon of the Weeks to get through. But most of you like it better when I don't talk anyway. Don't lie to me. I already know better. But on that note, we're going to go. I'll be back with you starting Monday morning right here live on KLRM Radio for the Daily Dose. And then I'll be back with you Monday night for the closing act of the America Off the Rails show. I'm Rick Robinson, and I'll be back with Stacey Lennox Monday morning. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday night. Thank you so much for joining us. We are out of here.
Game over, man.
Game over.